Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7 The Wolf. The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that physical therapist office receptionist Lindsay's making $41,000 a year. And yes, Slow Joe won again. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Patrick, who lives in Buckley. Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing great.
Fantastic. Well, listen, it goes without saying, we appreciate you. Thank you for calling in and being a volunteer for Share Your Salary, which, by the way, we're going to get there in a couple of minutes. But, Patrick, it means a lot for a lot of people right now, so thank you.
Yeah, I was listening in this morning, and y'all's What's Changed decided to make me give you a call.
Okay, well, we will definitely get to that. Patrick, by the way, is a car salesman. So I say we put a minute on the clock. Let's ask him a bunch of questions, try to figure out a little bit more about what Patrick does every day. And when we're done, we'll play a three-minute song, we'll gather our thoughts, we'll come back. We'll all guess what we think you make, Patrick, based on what you've told us. But then you're going to share your salary in just a couple of minutes. Does that all sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
All right, man. I love it. Again, appreciate you. 1 minute on the clock. Emily, if you are ready, begin.
Are you selling new, used, or both?
Both.
How long have you been at this particular dealership?
4.5 years.
How long have you been doing this total?
4.5 years.
Biggest up or down since COVID-19?
Little bit of both. Right after in May, June, July got really busy. October, November have slowed down a little bit, but it's been pretty steady.
Is this a national or local chain?
Local.
What kind of cigarettes do you smoke?
I don't. I quit the cigarettes a couple years when I got out of the Army, and now I do the Zins, the little nicotine pouches.
Boom.
Do you solely work for commission?
Yes.
Is there a lot of downtime doing what you do?
A lot.
Do you work weekends?
Saturdays.
Do you have a lot rival?
Yes, but no.
Do you get a discount?
Yes.
What's your bold closer power move?
Honesty.
I'm sorry, Emily. That's all the time. It just ran out, though. I know. Gosh, I hate it. I just hate the clock. I hate time. All of it. All right, Morning Wolf Bag. If you want to jump in here, it's interactive. Text what you think Patrick and Buckley makes every year as a car salesman. Text your guest to 46150. Do me a favor. Put your name and where you live on it, because I'm going to use one of your texts as my guess in about 3 minutes right after this song. Well, we'll guess what we think he makes, but Patrick will share his salary in about 3 minutes, like I said, coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Patrick. He lives in Buckley, and he's a car salesman. Emily, I feel like we just learned a lot about Patrick. You want to break it down?
He's selling both new and used cars at a local dealership. He is working for commission, and he does get a discount. He kind of, sort of has a lot enemy or adversary. What's the word you used?
Rival.
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 Yeah.
Yes. And he doesn't smoke anymore. He gave it up.
Okay, we'll get to some follow-up questions in a minute, but let's play the game. And again, Slow Joe, it goes to you first.
Wow, this is a tough one. You know, we've had a lot of finance guys on, but not a salesman recently. So I'm going to just take a shot in the dark and go $82,000.
Not a bad guess. I like it. I like where you're at a lot. I'm going to use a text message. Tom checking in from Sultan. He is a little bit lower at 65. I don't really know. I just remember the guys in the closing office with the numbers, the financial guys, they make all the money. They make a lot of money, I should say. But all right, 65, 82. Emily, where are you coming in?
Well, I don't think, I mean, obviously Patrick is not doing the finances. I think he is a closer. He gets the job done. I'm going to go a little higher with 90.
Ooh. Oh, man. Okay. I am probably way off here because our guesses are 65, 82, and 90. But really, at the end of the day, Patrick, all that matters is how much money you actually make as a car salesman. Patrick, it is time to share your salary, my friend. What is the number?
78.
Okay, God, I'm so tired of Slow Joe winning.
Wow. I know.
Man, But enough about that, Patrick. Now, originally you said you called in because your job has changed a lot because of the coronavirus. Is that, I mean, it's kind of obvious. For a while, you guys, I didn't even think were open.
We were closed all the way from the middle of March until beginning of May. And the biggest thing for change for us is the new inventory. We don't really have much because the factories were closed. And then now parts factories, some of them are still closed. We can't even get, I can't get enough new cars to keep on the lot, especially the Corvettes.
We always see the end of the year holiday deals. Is that really the best time to buy a car, or is that all just publicity ploy?
No, it really is. We're trying, because we're trying to beat numbers from last year. You know, it's always about records and beating last year's numbers. And when we're close, we'll sometimes take a loss just to make a good deal.
Wow. You know, Patrick, it's funny you say that about inventory, because I got a call 2 days ago from the Kia dealership in Puyallup where I leased my Sorento. And the guy was like, hey, you still have some equity in this car? If you want to bring it in, I can make a deal with you, because we don't have any cars and people want your car. So if you want to bring it in with the mileage you have, I mean, it was almost like you're saying, Patrick, like, we need inventory and you've got some and we'll get you a deal on something else.
Exactly. Well, hey, if you want to come up and get a Chevy, come see me.
Easy now.
I might endorse Kias, but I'll now.
Oh, hey, you know, on the lot rival thing, you were a little wishy-washy on the answer there.
Well, we're all a pretty good team. The one rival that I would have would be one of the other sales guys, but he's also the owner's kid, and he's the one that beats me month in, month out. He's really good at his job, but it's not a rival in the sense that we're trying to dig each other out. We're always trying to help each other up and help each other make another sale. So it's rival, but at the same time, still friends.
Is there nepotism involved here?
No, actually, the owner's really straightforward and fair. It kind of surprised me when I first started, because when he started, I thought there would be, but no, the owner's really straightforward and fair. Good people.
All right, Patrick. Listen, we love you. Congrats on holding it down, making a great living, and staying employed. These are all good things.
Yes, sir.